Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm like jumping around in my seat and I haven't had any caffeine today.
That's
what do you think's
thing.
Up with that?
It's all natural.
I like the way you said that. All natural.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that means. That it's
no
all natural.
No preservatives, yeah. No extras.
Dr. Pat, all natural. No preservatives.
Use it.
I just heard the news.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard the news. I want to welcome everyone to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We've got a great, great, great week of radio for you. And I'm going to tell you all about it in a minute. Don't forget Carrie O'Connor coming up, popping herself right up there at 11 o'clock Pacific time. So everybody be ready for that. We're going to be introducing you today to, you know, what do we, I usually say the Greek gods. Guys, I usually say that, but let me just tell you a little bit about that. We've got a lot's going on. I am thrilled to be talking about Greek gods and their line of yogurts and products. And, you know, I kind of discovered them a couple of years ago. As a matter of fact, I went crazy over the yogurt because I absolutely do not like yogurt. And yet at one point in time, it was something that was really important to, you know, to my diet and is today. But out of the yogurts that I found, I found this new yogurt. It was new at the time, and it was the Greek gods yogurt. And I connected with those folks early on, and I'm just blown away by how good the yogurt is, and I hope they bring us some today. Don't you think they will? Do you think they will bring us some yogurt?
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Mm.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
I don't know. I like the pomegranate myself.
So they're probably in the car on the way over, and they're like,
go! They're like, dang!
Turn around!
Would you turn around? Get the yogurt!
Quickly!
Quick, get them the yogurt. So we're going to be talking with them today. And then, as I said before, Carrie O'Connor. This morning, I've already done a show on the 8 o'clock spot. So if you want to catch more of that, you can certainly get the archives of that. And, you know, that was with Dr. Carol Cassell. And we were talking about relationships and how to keep the spark in the relationship and the difference between lust and love. You know what I'm saying? Did you see that movie, Dan in Real Life?
Mm-mm.
With Steve Carell? It was a comedy. You didn't see it?
Nope.
Okay. Well, the idea is that, of course, he's at this family reunion, this family event that they must do every year, and they never really say what the event is about. And so, you know, and you can't tell. I can't tell if it's Thanksgiving, whatever it is. But he meets this woman at a coffee shop in town. And it's a small town, apparently, in Rhode Island. And, you know, he meets this woman there. And so right away, well, first of all, he meets her at the bookstore because he acts as if he is part of the staff there. And so he's walking around with her because she's asking help for books, on books. And so he's kind of walking around and they connect right away. Then they go have coffee. And the next thing you know, he's in love. And so we were talking about whether or not you can be in love and have love at first sight.
Mm.
What do you think?
You know,
from the man who knows.
No, that's I don't think I've ever witnessed that one personally before.
But have you ever had the experience of meeting someone and thinking like love at first sight?
Well, yeah, but you don't just openly say it because I never, well, I don't know. I just don't really believe in it, I guess. I mean,
okay, but you don't say it, but have you felt it, dude?
Right, there you go.
Well,
there you go. It depends on the situation, yep. I'm trying to get out of
Turn
this
off
one.
The TV.
No, I'm just trying to get out of this one because I don't know if it depends on the person and who you see.
Mm.
I've had the thought, but then other people will think it's kind of weird.
Why? I love that.
I don't know. Maybe it's a long lost way of, I don't know. fighting someone.
I've had that experience where you actually meet somebody and something just connects, like all the electrodes kind of get hooked up in the right way together.
Well, and you're thinking, sort of had that, but
wow,
it hasn't really
feels good.
Yeah, but it sort of it hasn't followed through with it.
Well, that's the deal. That's
okay.
What she's
all
saying.
Right. Okay.
She's saying that, and especially for women, there's this difference between lust and love.
Mm.
But do we ever really know what that is? And anyway, why does there have to be a difference anyway?
You're
why
right.
Can't it just be all one big pot of soup?
That's what I'm wanting
some
or hoping.
Some good soup.
Some good soup.
Some good chunky soup.
Yeah. We like that chunky soup.
We like the chunky soup.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. Yes, if you're wondering, what the heck am I listening to? Well, Glenn is not on now. He was on the earlier hour. And so, yes, this is me. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We're talking about my guest today, earlier today, Dr. Carol Cassell. And, you know, what we talked about in terms of the spark and how, if you look back over time, you can see the shift in what's happened. And so, you know, one of the things we talked about, Benny, and, you know, I don't think this will, I don't know if this affects you per se, but we talked about how society, how we've changed as a culture. You know, for example, if you were, you know, in your early 20s and you weren't married and, you know, popping those kids out, you know, there was absolutely a question around that, like, what's going on with that? Why weren't you doing it? You know, is the relationship not working? But then times changed. And so we have women in the workplace, and they want to kind of hold off before they have children. And so, you know, what's interesting is to really look at that. And so if you don't have children, this is one of the questions, the things we talked about. If you don't have children early on in the relationship and you go about building this, you know, I'm working, you're working, we have our life relationship, and you learn what that's like, how do you then adjust to now having this baby?
Well, that's the whole challenge about it, right?
Well, I think it is a challenge.
I think it is, absolutely.
I was at a little party yesterday and
a
little
baby making party? I mean,
no,
okay. Don't do it there.
No, it was our Easter.
Aha!
It was the bonnet ball party.
Mm-hmm.
But I still was at the party, and what was really cool, there were kids there.
Okay.
And yeah, and you know, we're used to having kids there, but there were these, you know, two, you know, just beautiful young girls there. And then there was the little 5-month-old baby.
Aww.
The little 5-month-old Cassidy.
Dressed up as an egg?
Well, had little bunny things on.
Nice, cool.
Yeah,
little
and
bunny
actually,
ears.
And we tried to take pictures, but I didn't realize that, you know, the Baby Idol contest on 92.5 is already, you can't submit anymore.
Yeah.
It started the voting today.
Today, and as a matter of fact, just if a heads up, if people are listening to both stations, which I know you are.
Of course.
Servers are overloaded right now.
They are, because
there's so many vote. There's so much vote going. I can't even say it. There's
so many people voting.
So many people voting right now. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a little Baby Idol contest.
So be patient. Be patient.
Well, I couldn't even get into the server.
Yeah, I've got the emails all littered on mine, too.
Because,
you know, they're our sister station, so.
Well, they are, 92.5,
yep.
Moving 92.5.
And Promotions is doing the best to get everyone handled accordingly.
Yes, but I didn't understand this morning why Monty and Brooke were not on air.
I don't know.
I didn't get
I'd
that.
I'd have to ask about that one. I didn't see him in the hallway. I was kind of
surprised. We'll have to get him in here.
I was surprised.
He's saying, what's up with those two?
I don't
anyway,
know.
So, you know, here we are. We're looking at different generation. Now we're having, I think we're going back to the family members, like the grandparents, stepping in and taking care of the kids. Because you got to do something. From according to what Dr. Carol says, we're just absolutely losing the spark in a relationship. We're just losing the spark.
Like everyone's so focused about getting the money to keep the work, you know, the job, the career going and solid or solidified before you can move on.
You think it's a money issue?
I think so.
I hadn't thought about that.
Gas prices are pretty high these days.
Except for in New Jersey, which I just heard on the
303.
Radio. 303. Yeah.
Just over $3 on the East Coast.
Well, that's not bad.
It's almost $3.65 over here.
$3.65 here. Yeah, that's all right. Absolutely.
60 cents more.
And have you noticed that the gas prices went up and the car wash prices went up as well?
That's why I wash my own car.
I'm trying
at home.
To understand how that happened. That the gas prices went up, and you know, like these places where you go through and you get your little car washed?
Oh, yeah.
The car wash price went up. What is the relationship to that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, they got to pay for the water and all that, too, so.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Water's going up. Everything's going up.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess we could wash our own cars.
Or, well, I do that anyways. Or since people, you know, not always go to the gas station and fill up completely, because usually they throw in the car wash when they get a full tank or after a certain amount, maybe not as many people are getting full tanks.
Okay. So anybody out there has got any idea about why the car wash prices are going up?
Is that not valid, though?
Yeah, I'm going to ponder that for a minute.
What? No. People,
I think you're after, okay.
People don't want to spend so much, so they don't get gas, or they get it more often, but less amounts.
Don't you think, though, if you're in the marketing business, that gas prices going up, that you would lower the price of the car wash as like an incentive? Got it? Right?
I totally hear you.
Yeah, because, you know, whatever that bear is that they're doing in the car wash, I don't know. I think they're buying a Mercedes. Let's take a short break when we come back. We'll be back with the Dr. Pat Show. If you want us to pull a prosperity card for you, give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Can we set the day right for you? Can we set the week right for you? And by the way, I did pull the bear card yesterday, and boy, I'm still trying to figure that one out. We'll be right back with the show.
McDonald's Northwest Women's Show is where mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends come together each year at a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. New this year is the exciting Living and Eating Green Expo. Find out what you can do to make a difference. Plus over 500 exhibits and best of all, shopping. This year it's Celebrity Central at our 20th anniversary show. Meet Matt and Susie from NBC's The Biggest Loser. Max from Dancing with the Stars. Take a class with Aiden from ABC's All My Children at the Beef It's What's for Dinner stage. Fashion on Fire, where Seattle's hottest firefighters heat up the runway, and favorite authors including Ann Rule and Dr. Pepper Schwartz. The Women's Show is March 28th through 30th at the Quest Field Events Center, open 10 till 6. Sponsored by Bartell Drugs, American Family Insurance, Waste Management, the Seattle Times, and King 5. The McDonald's Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomensshow.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Imagine for a moment what your obituary might sound like right now. Then imagine how you would really like it to read. Actually, you unknowingly write and live your obituary every day. It's time to be more intentional about how you live your life. It's time to find and create your ideal path in life right now. It's time to be the best you can be. Visit BeTheBestYouCanBe.net for more information about life coaching and the life-changing book, Our Journey is Our Work. That's BeTheBestYouCanBe.net.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
that a little disco for Monday?
Well, how appropriate. It's car wash, right? We were talking about it on the last break.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Let's give you a little sneak preview of what we've got going on this week. First of all, I want to remind everyone that we are doing the Posado Safe Haven 3rd Annual Dog Bowl. Are you ready for that?
It's like you were waiting for a sound effect, which I didn't have anything ready.
How does the dog sound when it's bowling? No, that's not what's happening, everyone. We are working with...
Strike! That's all I got.
We're working with Posado Safe Haven to help them raise some money for the animals. So we're going to be bowling. I want to mention to everyone here that if you go to the Dr. Pat Show website, you could check it out. You'll see that we've got a little bowling thing on the website so that you can click on that and find out how you contribute. You can fund your own team if you like, or you can contribute to the Dr. Pat Show team, which is going to be there. And so we've got lots of information on that. And I wanted to mention messages from the other side, John Holland. And many of you have seen the ad in the Seattle Weekly about John Holland and Iyanla VanZant. And you wanted to know why Kathy Ann and myself, our names weren't under our pictures. I don't know why.
I was looking at it this morning, too. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I know those two people, but does anybody else know? Or are they going to know?
Is it like, who are those two?
Should we email the editor and say, hey, where are the listings for those?
What's up with the lads?
Just say, who are those two people at the bottom of the page?
Two people on the bottom, yep. You know?
But you'll have to do it from an alias source.
Who are those two hotties on the bottom?
There you go.
Send that in.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And then, as I said before, we had Dr. Carol Cassell up this morning. That was Put Passion First. And so that was a great conversation with her. Kerry O'Connor hitting it at the 11 o'clock hour. And then,
hey, who's ringing
calling
in?
Me? Let's see. Uh-oh.
Who are those people?
One of my own people.
Oh.
Wondering if I'm going to pick up my cell phone while I'm on air.
Nope.
No, we're not going to do that today. And so anyway, Greg Landry is going to be joining us, the exercise physiologist. Do you even know what that is, exercise physiologist?
Well, I know the first part, which I attempt to do 5 days a week, but it's now going down to 3, which is exercising. And then the physiologist, nope, you got me.
Okay, 10 things everyone should know about effective exercise.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait. So there's been this question that's been like a huge debate. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm waiting.
Okay. It is, do you eat before or do you eat after you exercise?
I eat afterwards.
But what is the right way?
Oh, I don't know, but that's what I do. The only reason why is because I don't like to have stuff on my stomach. I know I have a little bit, but for some reason I perform better. I know it sounds weird, on an emptier stomach.
Well, you know, I was doing that for a while.
That's just me, though.
And Diane Cumberland said to me that, you know, when I'm training with them, those folks over there at Personal Trainer, Personal Training Team, that you have to actually eat some carbo, like, right now. So, you know, like I bring my little food in here and I'm like eating.
So a few hours before you work
out.
Yeah,
you should.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
An hour or so that
right.
You burn it up and you have energy.
Sure.
Because when you don't, you actually fizzle out. Just like relationships.
Hey.
So, he's going to be, Greg Landry is going to be joining us here today. And then Sister Usha is going to be on Voice America. Kathy Ann Lewis, recession-proofing consciousness. You get what that means? Recession-proofing. Meaning that recessions do not exist in the world of abundance and prosperity. So, she's going to be joining us here today and talking about the fundamental belief that God is good and that we ourselves are also good. So, we're going to be talking with her, our recession-proofing consciousness. Dr. Joan Borisenko joining us on Tuesday, Minding the Body, Mending the Mind. Don't you love that?
Ooh.
Minding the body, mending the mind.
It's got a nice little ring to it.
It's kind of juicy. Minding the body, mending the mind. So Joan Borisenko is going to be joining us here. I always love having her on here.
Borisenko.
And then Sandra Taylor, Quantum Success, the astounding science of wealth and happiness, secrets of success. Now, let me ask you, do you think that there are secrets of success?
Sure.
Or do you think that we... Secrets meaning, like, we don't know about them.
Well, it depends on what your business is, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And how far you want to take it, and if other people need to know. I mean, obviously, competition is good.
You know why I can't write a book on this? Do you know why I can't write a book on the quantum success?
Why?
Because my book would have probably like two sentences in it. It would have two sentences.
And a lot of footnotes?
A lot of pictures.
A lot of pictures. Yeah. I'm a fan
two
of
two sentences
pictures too.
And a lot of pictures. No. Because I think that...
A pop-up book?
That would be a pop-up book. That would be... What a great idea.
Open up the front page. Whoa, there's Dr.
What
Pat.
What a great idea.
Hello, Dr. Yeah, Pat.
Without my name, so you don't know it's me. Really.
Who is that?
But obviously our listeners knew it was me in the Seattle Weekly because I'm getting emails on it. But they want to know what's up with that. Why don't... What is my name in there?
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, the reason that I can't write a book is because I would only have a couple of sentences in there. And, you know, so what would those two, if we had to boil down success to two or three sentences, what in the heck would those sentences be? Wow. What would those sentences be?
Well, I mean, this is your book, not mine.
Yeah,
but obviously,
I think I could do it.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
You got to see it, you got to believe it, and you got to be it. Three
okay.
sentences into the book. How many people would buy that? Call in right now. How many people would buy a book?
The shortest book written.
And I would have to self-publish it myself.
Of course you would.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we would
save
do.
On publishing. Costs, though.
There's
only be one page.
Definitely save on that.
Just one page.
So, anyway, Sandra Taylor is going to be joining us here today, Quantum Success. And then the interfaith conversation, Seeds of Compassion. Many of you know that the Dalai Lama is coming to town. And, you know, Seattle has been called one of the most compassionate towns and cities. And so we're going to be finding out why. There are many, many things going on to support the Dalai Lama's visit. And so, as a matter of fact, the Center for Spiritual Living is a major sponsor. There are a number of different events going on there. And we're going to be bringing in Rabbi Ted Falcon, Brother Jamal Rahman, and Reverend Don McKenzie. It's been a while since we've had, what do we call them? We call them the Interfaith Boys, right? Respectfully.
The Interfaith Guys or something.
Yeah, respectfully.
We had a little pet name for them, and we've lost it in translation somewhere. But actually, we saw them at the event.
Do you know what we call them in the newsletter?
Extraordinary People event.
We call them in the newsletter the Thriving Threesome.
Ah! See, that one's taken over the old one, I think.
Isn't that pretty good? Mm-hmm. I love that. And then Matt James, Living Our Life's Purpose. Now, let me give you all a heads up. When Matt James is coming on this week, he is going to be... on here, we're going to be talking about living a life's purpose, but he's giving away free CDs on living our life's purpose. And so all you will need to do is call the 800-800-MIND number, and we'll make sure you do that during the day. And so he's going to give away unlimited numbers of the amounts of this Empowering Your Life CD. And I've actually got the CD. I actually love it. I may have to play a clip of it. I don't think I could get it geared up in time, though.
Unlimited amounts.
Unlimited amounts.
Jeez.
I mean, unlimited, which means that it's not like with Matt that you say, oh, we'll give away to the first 100 people or we'll maybe give away to the first. No. Any person that calls in, every person will get a CD. And so tell your family, tell your friends. It's a toll-free number, 800-800-MIND. No gimmicks. You know, you're not going to have to pay a gazillion dollars for shipping or whatnot. So, you know, it's a very, very cool thing. And then on BBS Radio, Michael Corey is going to be joining me. Do spirits really exist? BBS Radio, for those of you that don't know, or if you're not on my newsletter, you're going to want to get on the newsletter because we're doing some really cool things. But BBS Radio is like the straight hour of no commercials, just myself and my guest, like that's it. That's what we're doing on BBS Radio, but we have a blast. And then,
are you speaking Canadian?
No, I don't know.
Good. Yeah. Or is it French? That'd be more French. You need to practice your French.
Absolutely. And then Donna Markova joining us here today, Spot of Grace, followed by Pat Winterton. And many of you know that Pat has an incredible product for pain. It is just awesome. And then John Holland for a full hour. You think that's enough time for John?
Oh, man, I'm excited to bring him on.
Do you think?
I'm going to the event with you.
I know. But when he comes on, every time he comes on, it's
never enough time.
You know, during the break, he's like, you know, has somebody passed over that, you know, looks like this between Benny and me? And we're like, okay, John, that's true. That
and
is.
Of course, now, you and I are a deer in headlights trying to go back to our, like, you know, our tree, of our family tree to pick out who it was.
And I'm like, okay, John, yeah, I think I know that. Well, they're right there beside you. Studio is not that big to have all of my dead family relatives joining us for the show. But anyway, they like to come in, and I have a feeling that they're in here right now. I only speak highly of them.
Wow.
So we've got lots planned for you. As I said before, coming up right now, we've got special things to give away. And as I mentioned earlier, I talked about a couple of years ago just coming across this incredible yogurt. And for someone like myself that does not like yogurt, to actually find a product that I like is a major breakthrough. You should have seen the look on my friend Linda's face when I said to her, she asked me one day, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm eating yogurt. She said, no way. You cannot possibly be eating yogurt unless you've put, like, chocolate in it.
No.
And I said, I am, and you're going to hear more about it. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about that yogurt and much more right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We'll be right back.